Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. Today is a big day, a really big day. And I feel uncomfortable sharing this episode. You'll see why in a minute. But first, let me tell you why it's a big day. Today is my 40th birthday. If you are listening to this on the day that it airs, July 12th, 2023, today I am 40. I saw something the other day on social media that said, life begins
when you turn 40, everything before is just practice or something like that. And I was like, no, it says life really does begin at 40. Up until then, you're just doing research. I was like, you know, that makes a lot of sense. So if that is true, today my life begins. And I find that really exciting and also funny. The other thing that today is, today marks 9 years of Primal Potential. 9 years ago today, I started Primal Potential. 9 years ago yesterday, I left my job and had no idea what I was doing. And I'll tell you why today's episode makes me uncomfortable. So this mini-sode is part of our Consistency 365 series. That means in addition to our regular full-length Monday and Saturday episodes that have episode numbers, the Consistency 365 series is about getting out of your own way, in short. I've explained it in more words in other places, but for today, we'll go with that. And what really strikes me as I reflect on my 30s is feeling really proud of myself. And I don't think we do enough of that. And it makes me uncomfortable because I think sometimes when we celebrate ourselves, there's a sense that maybe people will think we're bragging or we're trying to get attention. If you've been around here for a lot, you know that's not my style. I'm not a bragger, and I'm definitely not an attention seeker. Attention generally makes me very uncomfortable as an introvert, among other things. But there is a point that I want to make with this, so I'm going to share these things even though I'm really uncomfortable in doing so. And I want to say this too, and it'll be obvious as I share. My 30s was not just a decade of winning. It was a hard, really, really hard decade. There were some big wins and some amazing moments. And there were also, hands down by a million miles, the hardest moments of my life. And I hope that that remains to be true. I hope that I have seen the worst of the worst in the last 10 years. But I'm going to share a few things with you that reflect things that happened in my 30s. And there's a reason for that, because it ties back to this pursuit of consistency. 10 years doesn't sound like a long time, but let me share with you a few things that happened and or I created and accomplished and achieved in my 30s. I lost over 100 pounds in my 30s. I got out of debt in my 30s. I quit my job and launched a business with no plan. I went through a divorce. I left North Carolina after 16 years there and started over. I lived in the Carolinas in my 30s and Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and Natick, Mass, and Cape Cod. I froze my eggs. That was a big move in my 30s. I haven't used them yet. They're still there on ice, paying for them every month. I bought an investment property. I lived in a very sketchy trailer park. Like, imagine the sketchiest trailer park you can imagine. Mine might have been a little worse. I went through an expensive lawsuit. I made some really life-changing friendships. And I lost some friends. I custom built a tiny house and lived in it. I bought a home and hobby farm on Cape Cod. Never saw that coming. I started second and third businesses. I gutted, expanded, and renovated my house and paid cash for it. I got married again. I wrote and published 2 books. I got goats and chickens, and that became a thing in my life. I had 4 children. In my 30s, my daughter died. I had some really difficult seasons in my marriage. I spent over 3 months in the NICU with my twins. I started a nonprofit. I invested in multiple businesses. I made a couple of really big real estate investments. I made the single biggest donations of my life, checks I never imagined writing. I went through some very low lows in business, and I made some really big mistakes in business, and I had some epic wins in business, And I went through some bouts of really serious depression and anxiety. And I had some of the happiest moments of my life. And honestly, there's probably a lot that I'm forgetting. And when I look at that, I'm like, whoa, that is a lot of life created and changed and a lot of accomplishments over 10 years. Big, big change. Relationship change, family status change, financial change, everything change. Lifestyle, body, all of the above. But there's one thing that never changed. I never stopped working. I never said, I quit. I never said, this is my last try. I stayed in the game. I had so many coaches and mentors in this period, and very little of what I shared would have been possible if I didn't have coaches and mentors, if I wasn't always trying to do better. I probably in the last decade have read several hundred books, taken dozens of courses. And when I look back on my 40th birthday at all of this that happened in my 30s, like I feel like I lived many lifetimes. It gets me really excited to say, okay, well, when I turn 50, what do I want to reflect on that I did, that I experienced, that I created in my 40s? And I know that the one thing that it will for sure require is consistency, being in the game. I have not had a perfect day in the last 10 years. I really don't think I've had a perfect day. It's not required. I still wrote and published 2 books, right? I still started multiple businesses. I still made big investments. I didn't have a perfect day. This story in our minds that it should be perfect, or it's easier if it's perfect, it's never going to be perfect. You just have to stay in the game. So my commitment to myself as I go into my 40s, and maybe this feels right for you too, is I'm going to make sure that I'm aligned with the right resources. Not that they're going to stay the same for a decade, but I'm going to be reading books. I'm going to hire coaches. I'm going to remain in courses and masterminds because that is easily one of the top 2 influences on where you go with your time here on earth. We can't do it alone. We can't do it alone successfully. And we don't have to do it alone. And when we can leverage the support of other people and the experience of other people, it makes a world of difference. And I might not be your person, right? I might not be your person. You might not like my vibe. That's okay. There are so many other people that can support you, that can coach you, that can mentor you, that have books or programs, but you have to get out of your own way. And so much of that is hitching your wagon to somebody who is a step or 2 or 10 ahead of you. So I want you to think about who that might be for you. And it also doesn't have to cost a ton of money, right? Some of the masterminds that I've been in, I've paid $50,000 or more for them. That's not the only option. That's absolutely not where I started 10 years ago. It was books. It was a couple $100 course. It was a $1,000 course or a $2,000 course. It was, you know, a book that I got from the library. It was building a genuine friendship with somebody. There's so many ways to have influence in your life that changes you for the better. If you do not have the skill of consistency, that is a skill I strongly recommend investing in learning. It is a skill. It is not something that you either have or you don't have. It's not something that either aligns with your personality type or doesn't align with your personality type. It is a skill that we all can build. And in my opinion, it is one of the most valuable skills there is. You guys know that I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you through the consistency course, which is the only format where I'm coaching clients right now. You can learn all about that by checking out the show description or email me. I respond to every email, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. And we can talk about if it's a right fit for you or if it's not. Very often I tell people, I don't think this is the right fit for you. So you don't have to worry that you're going to get some sales pitch from me. And the reason for that is I don't want to work with anybody that doesn't want to work with me. That would suck for me. It would suck for them. It would not be fun. And I like fun, right? Consistency and aligning yourself with people you can learn from. Don't tell yourself a story that you can't afford to learn from people, because that is just not true in 2023. There are so many ways that you can do it that are accessible to everybody in every season of life. So, happy birthday to me. Happy 9 years to Primal Potential. And thank you for your support of Primal Potential. I would love it if you would help me celebrate just by sharing an episode that you've loved with somebody, anybody, somebody you think would benefit from it, your social media following, whatever. If you could help me celebrate Primal Potential by sharing, I would really appreciate that. But thank you for being here. It wouldn't be what it is without you. And I'm looking forward to the next year's being even better than the 9 we've had so far. Make it a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.